This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of Parliament tomorrow. Following the President's address, a motion of thanks will be moved in both Houses of Parliament, which will be discussed by the members. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha began last Monday, and the Rajya Sabha session will begin tomorrow. Senior BJP MP Om Birla was today elected as the Speaker of the 18th Lok Sabha for the second consecutive term. He was elected with voice vote as the opposition did not press for voting in the House for its candidate, Congress MP K. Suresh. After his election, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju escorted Mr. Birla to the chair of the Speaker. A Delhi court today sent Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to three-day CBI custody, hours after he was arrested by the agency in connection with a money laundering case. Earlier today, CBI, before producing Kejriwal in the Rose Avenue court, arrested him formally. In a related development, Mr. Kejriwal withdrew his plea filed before the Supreme Court, challenging the interim stay ordered by the High Court on his release on bail in the money laundering probe related to now-scrapped Delhi excise policy. A team of CBI today reached Oasis School in Hazaribagh, Jharkhand, to investigate NEET paper leak case. The CBI sleuths interrogated the principal of the school about various aspects related to paper leak. After interrogating, CBI took the principal with them for further questioning. The principal was city coordinator of schools of the Hazaribagh for NEET examination. The CBI team also quizzed officials of SBI Hazaribagh where question papers were stored. Spectrum auction held to meet new spectrum requirement of telecom service providers and for renewal of expiring licenses for continuity and growth of mobile services has concluded successfully. Ministry of Telecommunications said all the available spectrum in 800 MHz, 900 MHz, 1800 MHz, 2100 MHz, 2300 MHz, 2500 MHz, 3300 MHz, and 26 GHz bands were put to auction. This year auction has seen activity in 900 MHz, 1800 MHz, 2100 MHz, and 2500 MHz bands. The auction started 10 a.m. yesterday and concluded at 11:45 a.m. today after 7 rounds. Ministry of Corporate Affairs has refuted recent reports claiming that Byju's has been cleared of financial fraud in an ongoing investigation by it. The Ministry categorically clarified that such reports are factually incorrect and misleading. It said the proceedings initiated by it under the Companies Act are still going on and no final conclusion should be drawn in this matter at this stage. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today discussed India's deep concern at the impact of continuing violence and instability in Myanmar on Indian border with his counterpart. Dr. Jaishankar met with Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Myanmar, U Thant Sui, as he transited New Delhi today. The External Affairs Minister said India is open to engaging all stakeholders in addressing this situation. Paraguay has become the 100th country to join as full member of the International Solar Alliance. External Affairs Ministry said that Paraguay handed over the instrument of ratification during the meeting of Ambassador Fleming Raul Duarte of Paraguay with Head of Depository, Joint Secretary in the Ministry, Abhishek Singh, in New Delhi today. In a growing concern, NASA astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore are stuck at the International Space Center ISS as engineers continue to fix the Boeing Starliner spacecraft that will take them back to the Earth. Originally slated to spend 8 days on the orbiting space laboratory, the astronauts reached the ISS on 6th June. Hockey India today announced the 16-member Indian men's hockey team for Paris 2024 Olympics, scheduled from 26th of next month to 11th August. The team with 5 Olympic debutants will be led by ace drag flicker and defender Harmanpreet Singh. And with that, we end this news bulletin.